Hello and welcome to another episode of Fool's Daily. I am still joined by Conrad, Lee and Matt.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, Matt.
You're talking about sharp.
But I was talking sharp.
Well, that's true.
It's a term of endearment.
I feel endeared.
Wasn't that a film?
What, terms of endearment?
Yeah.
Jack thingamajiggy in it, wasn't it?
Hmm. 2 out of 10, I would give in terms of endearment. It's a bit boring.
Chick flick.
I don't talk about films because Spoon is always wrong.
I don't think so.
I didn't even pay him to say that. Right, so today we are going to talk about Salute, which hopefully, if I release these correctly, is still to come and not already been.
It's either we're really looking forward to it or we had a wonderful time.
Yes.
Hopefully.
One or the other.
What is Salute, Mike?
I don't know. I haven't been for several years.
I haven't been at all, ever.
It's a huge miniature wargamey show. Trade show, essentially.
It's the biggest mini show.
Is there a height joke coming out somewhere?
No, there's no point making a high joke. A Spooner, they're all done.
And they all go over his head.
Besides, he's also driving, so we have to be a little bit careful what we say.
Oh, is he?
Apparently.
Oh, brilliant.
Well, that was the plan, because there's loads of us coming, aren't there?
Unless you get six in your car.
Well, I could get 4 people I actually like in my car.
And leave them there. In case you don't like them afterwards.
So, Salute. Massive wargaming show.
Run by the South London Warlords.
Yep. Yeah. It's the show... I know it's the show that makes or breaks a lot of the smaller mini manufacturers in the UK. That they take more money at Salute... You know, they tend to take more money at Salute than they do throughout the rest of the year.
Cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's probably the one that has the biggest international trade as well. There's a lot of Johnny foreigners come over into London to do Salute.
So it's absolutely huge. Every manufacturer that you can think of is going to be there. They're all going to have new ranges and... You think? I mean, it's effectively the British Gen Con, I suppose.
It's like Essen to a certain extent as well, isn't it? Without board gaming. Well, board games are there as well, to be fair, because Twisted were there last year.
But not as heavily as...
No. It's really about tabletop miniaturing.
It's about tabletop miniature gaming, yeah.
Miniaturing. And anything to do with that, whether it be, you know, KR multi-case with your cases to... templates to people who make cottage industry type people who make
cottaging
got me, sorry about that.
Yeah.
And I had to stop myself going.
So you have companies ranging from the site. Basically, if you eliminate Games Workshop, everyone else will be there.
Forge World are normally there.
They are, yes.
Yes, they are.
Games Workshop have been there in the past.
They're not this year, no.
But
you have got, you know, you've got your Mantics, you've got your PPs, you've got, you know, Simply Miniatures will be there, who are the distributors for Malifaux in the UK. All of those places.
Last year, the Simply guys had stuff which wasn't released for another... month and a half, didn't they?
Yep. Yeah, if they haven't distribution, they put on sale. But they, you know, it goes down to, I know Dice Bag Annie, who has been on the show in the past, has got a stall there this year.
Yeah, GC, Dead Man's Hand people were there last year.
Yeah. Greyscape Games. You know, everybody.
It's kind of the one show that a lot of the little boutique manufacturers turn up to. So the ones that perhaps don't have a game system behind them but have miniature rangers or talented sculptors can, I mean, it's not cheap to get trade stands, but I think it's something like 300 quid for a 6 foot table, but it really gives the opportunity for a lot of the independents to get out there as well.
Yeah.
But,
and, you know, people like
Bushido premiered and places like,
but people like Andy from Heresy.
Yeah.
Go every year and do a, you know, do a roaring trade because there's, they've got those boutique miniatures and there's still a lot of gamers who
don't know about
don't
them.
Buy, yeah. Well, they don't know about them or they don't buy off the internet.
Yeah.
Because it's, and, you know, it's they, evil. They save their money for shows. It's why shows still do well. And if you look at something, I mean, we've all been to, I think, Vapa. I mean, if you look at, if you look at, you've not been to Vapa, Colin?
No, I've not been to Vapa.
Oh. Okay, three of us have been to Vapa. And if you look at Vapa and you look, everything that was available at Vapa, you could buy online.
Suppose.
And then, and then you look at the trade that was going on with all those people because it's there in front of you and you're going, oh yeah, I fancy one of those, or, you know, it's easier to, it's such a tactile hobby, ours. It's easier to see. If you go up to someone like Ainsty Castings and you can look at the blister packs and go, oh yeah, I'll have one of those, and oh, that looks good. That sort of thing.
And I think also the kind of your beardy historical wargamers, that side of the industry still hasn't as readily accepted internet purchasing as well as perhaps, you know, some of the more the game systems we're more familiar with that have grown out of the kind of Games Workshop mentality. But thinking about some of the older manufacturers like Minifigs and Redoubt and Essex, who will probably all be there.
Yeah, Hinchcliffe and things like that.
All, you know, all of those kind of guys that are selling to, you know, people that drink real ale, smoke pipes and wear, you know, sweaters and have great big bushy beards.
And don't have a computer even.
And quite possibly, you know, still don't have a computer, won't go on the internet, don't have tellies and you know, smell of wee, those kind of people.
Like, don't have electricity. Still,
yeah, you know, they live in a barrel at the bottom of a trench.
Yeah, no, you're right. And then, but then, of course, you have got, as we were saying, you've got the companies that are going to release new stuff there. And so, I know Infamy Miniatures, for example, are doing the black market sale. So basically stuff that may not even have been in their Kickstarter that they did, that they've got figures for and they've got casts for, are going to be selling stuff.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, I know it's going to be bad news for my wallet because I will end up buying one of everything that they've got.
You'll also have got a Guild Ball company there as well.
I was going to say, Guild Ball, there's a show-exclusive figure.
I wonder how many of them you're allowed to buy each.
I don't know, but I've got lots of people to get them for.
Yeah, I've been asked by about six people now. I should have written that down.
With the smaller traders, a lot of them, I mean, last year we had some of the smaller traders sharing a stand. They pull their money to essentially get a presence there. So it is accessible, even though it is expensive. It is accessible to the smaller traders. I've been going, I don't know how many years, probably a good 10, 15 years. It's moved from, where was it originally?
Kensington,
and then it went to
Olympia.
Olympia, and then it went to the Excel Centre. No, it went to two floors at Olympia, didn't it, first?
Yeah.
Yes.
And then it went to...
That was horrible.
So cramped at Olympia towards the end.
I mean, I've been going since probably the mid-80s because I was obviously a historical wargamer long before I ventured into other things.
Yeah.
So I've been going since the mid-80s on and off. I've had a couple of periods where I haven't been for a few years, but... I've been to every venue it's been at, so
yeah.
I mean, it is bigger. I mean, that the room, or I say room, it's gargantuan hall that they now have Excel is just ridiculously big. I think you lose scale until you kind of stop and look up and sort of see, kind of looking from one side to the other. And, you know, the walk from the bring and buy all the way to the other side of the hall is kind of a five-minute walk. It's not something. It's not somewhere where you can whip around quickly anymore.
No, it's definitely a good place to get the step count up.
Yeah.
For me, over the years, I still get excited about going there, but I think I've been disappointed the last couple of years when I've got there. You sort of go round. There wasn't any new hotness last year, I don't feel. And there's always it was one of the few years that there wasn't any hotness, so it sort of took away from it, because we're all wanting to spend money at the end of the day, but usually there's something that somebody picks up on, and if you're with a group of gamers or friends and they show that, then all of a sudden there's a mad rush over to that stand to go and get the extra bit, sort of thing.
So do you go with a shopping list in mind?
No.
Or do you just go and wander around?
I go and wander around. Sometimes we have a shopping list for the club, like the club might need terrain or hills or something like that. But for me personally, I don't have a shopping list. I'm looking at the list of traders this year, and I mean, there's three pages worth of traders there. They've got anyone from Zinge Industries, who do templates, you know, for War Machine, those vinyl things, to they're still there, magnetic displays.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I always remember going past the old guy every year, and eventually I bought some. I was brave enough to go up to him and buy some stuff.
Well, and then you got me into that. I mean, the reason they ever got any trade off me was because the first time that you and I met, and I looked at your dwarves and they were magnetized into the trade.
And you'd never
and
seen
I said,
them.
Where did you get them from? And you said, oh, I got them from this company called Magnetic Displays.
Yeah.
And I went, right, I'll get some of that then. And that was it. That was it.
So, it's a great way of finding stuff that you may not even find on the internet. I remember finding a really good piece of sculpting plaster from one of the stands over there. And I use that for any sort of conversion work now, because it's absolutely brilliant. Brilliant piece of kit for doing sculpting. Just off the shelf figures for things like the games that you guys are playing. It's a brilliant, you know, it's like a sweet shop for something like that. You just go along and go... Oh, because I'm probably even going to go to the Mir stand. I've seen a troll that I want from them,
right?
And that will be for open combat or potentially OGAM.
Right. What about you, Spoonie? Do you go in with a plan or?
Well, I was just thinking that it's going back to kind of the mid-80s and how it's evolved. Because the mid-80s, it was great to go to shows, because that was in the days before the internet where you had to send a check off. Not the Russian guy from Starship Enterprise, but you used to have to send a stamped addressed envelope to get the catalogue back, and then you'd handwrite your order and send a check back to the manufacturer, and it would take, you know, a month to get figures.
Well, it used to take you a little bit longer, didn't it? Because you had to get somebody to do all the writing for you.
Shut up.
And reach up to the post box.
Shut up. But... So going to Salute back then, you would go with a shopping list. You would have, you know, you would save your money up during the year, and that would be when you'd go and buy, you know, potentially a whole army. You would go to Essex and buy one of the, you know, the box sets of whatever period you were going to do that year. And I think sort of then, as that progression, the internet came online, that became less relevant for me. I think, and the same reason I still occasionally like to go to Partizan, although I haven't been for a while, is to look at the tables. So not necessarily to see the manufacturers, but look at the tables that are being put on for the demo games. That sort of inspiration or something, even if it's not kind of the new hotness, but something that just sparks that little fire of inspiration of, oh, that would be quite good, or I'd like to do that, or, you know, just get that, the old imagination juices flowing. And I think that's even changed now with some of the games we're playing, like, you know, of Gods and Mortals and Fistful of Kung Fu and those open combat and that kind of game. Is actually, while I'm not going with a shopping list, probably this, you know, well, finances notwithstanding, going this year and sort of in years to come will actually be, you know, like you say, Conrad, to actually go because there's a specific little manufacturer or one miniature that you want, or to see what's out there that you can sort of cherry pick for, not necessarily with a game system in mind, but actually because we're at that point now where, oh, I like that. That's a really nice miniature. I don't know what I'll use it for yet, but I just want to have it. So, you know, it has completely changed for me and I guess that mirrors my gaming in general at the moment, but that has significantly changed what a wargame show is for me now. And it's back almost to actually looking and seeing stuff in the flesh that you wouldn't, like you say, Conrad, you wouldn't actually necessarily come across, because they wouldn't necessarily come on your Google search, or they're not a manufacturer you know. So for me, it is all about the eye candy, I think, this time round, just to see what's out there. We know there are some good things out there, like the Mies stuff. I'm guessing What's-His-Face will be there. Mike McVeigh will be there, who does some nice individual sculpts and stuff like that. So I'll kind of go with that in mind of what my next God for Ogam might be, or what my warband might be for open combat, or, you know, have a look at the Perry plastics for if we fancy a bit of line rampant. Mm.
The only thing that I hate about Salute is the crowds and the backpack merchants who are you're up at a stand. You're up at a trade stand looking, trying to look at stuff, and quite honestly, I can't be asked to look or wait when I see a crowd of people there, because it just gets on my nerves. So I end up missing out. And it's not if somebody, not unless somebody else says, oh, I got this from so-and-so, that I will definitely go back with a mission to try and purchase something. And I hate the fact that, you know, people have to carry their stuff, but in a crowded environment, going around with a backpack, and then you're focused on what you're looking at and what you're looking for, and then you turn, and it's you're oblivious to everyone else around you, and that just gets on my nerves, to be honest with you.
Yeah. What about you, Lee? I mean, you know, it's your first time going. Have you been to other game? Have you been to other game shows? I mean, apart from Vapa.
I've done Vapa. Obviously, I've done Dicini, but Dicini is very small still. I'm going for two reasons. One, I want to see what I've got to aspire to be able to do next year, maybe. And then just go and have a look, really. You know, hopefully I'll have some pennies at that point, because it's the weekend after my birthday. So, you know, I'll go down. I'd like to pick up a Guild Ball team. I know there's still not a massive interest in our sort of area, but I want to get a team to paint and stuff. So, but other than that, it's just mainly to have a look. Never been, so I'm interested to see what it is. The only thing I'm not looking forward to is the fact that I don't like crowds. And
bring your own lunch as well, which we will do anyway. Everything's very, very expensive there.
Bring your lunch and bring your water.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't worry about that anyway, wouldn't it? Because I've specialist needs for lunch.
Your special needs anyway.
Yeah, I am.
Are you right there?
Sorry. Yeah. I was just concerned that I sound like the most organized person.
You've already identified what you want and everything.
Well, I haven't identified what. Normally, you see, in the past 3, 4, 5 years, when I've gone to shows, I've known what I've been interested in, and that's been terrain.
Mm.
Okay.
Okay, so those are the stalls that I've sort of concentrated on. Don't care now about terrain.
Do you want to rephrase that slightly?
Well, no, I don't care about other people's terrain.
That's bad.
I only care about bennyboards.co.uk's terrain.
Who's that? Sorry?
I'm not saying it again. So, there are that sort of out the window. So, I have identified certain stands that I want to go to. And the reason that I want to go, there are certain people that I want to go and visit, because their mail, or the way they do their online ordering, is just unbelievably expensive.
Mm.
So I want to go to Crooked Dice, because I find that ordering stuff directly from them is very pricey.
What do they sell, Mike?
What, Crooked Dice?
Yeah.
They sell lovely miniatures for 7TV. They sell 7. I mean, they sell 7TV.
See, like, it sounds like an organisation that would sell dice for cheap.
Dodgy dice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I want to go and see the Infamy boys, because I want to get any of the figures that are available.
Surely you want to get your new Saladin figure from Gripping Beast as well?
No.
Oh, okay.
And then I'm going to just look for 54 mil figures or stuff for, you know, Ogam and Fistful of Kung Fu. I've got a set of rules to play kaiju games, so it would be quite nice to.
Is it King of Tokyo?
No, it's not King of Tokyo. It's written by Andrea, the same guy who wrote Fistful of Kung Fu.
Yes, I do.
You know, the listener might not.
Sorry.
So that's it. So I've got some stalls I want to go to straight away, because I want to have the best choice. You know, I want the choice of what they got, because they will sell out. And then I'm done. Then it's a wander around and just go, oh yeah, I quite like that. Now, if there's some Crossmaster for sale, then I'm sure I'll be forced to buy some of that. But then I might hit the bring and buy, to tell you the truth.
There's no bring and buy, I don't think, is there?
There's
not been any bring and buy for the last 2 years. I don't think there's any bring and buy this year, but I...
Oh, okay. It shows...
But check.
When I last went.
There wasn't any last year, and I don't believe there was any the year
before. Yeah, there was the year before. I think that's the last time I went, and I was working for Pete at BB War Games. I'm sure there was one the year before, because that was run by the other big London club, isn't it?
Yeah, it's run by the Selwick boys, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Oh, that's a bit disappointing.
Check, though. But
I will do.
I think it's something they've stopped doing.
Oh, that's a shame. Yeah. Okay, well, that will change. That will change stuff that I get to do then.
Basically, it allows a bit more crowd control, and it allows them an area for a larger area for seating inside.
Yes, I can see that.
It was a big old chunk of space that took up,
and it was a big crush. And the other thing I like about Salute is the demo games.
Yeah.
You know, there are various clubs from around the country will put on demonstration games, because there are competitions for the, you know, best demonstration game, and there's a painting competition and all of those sorts of things to make it not just a sales show.
Yeah.
We've never won that.
What, best demo?
Yeah. Mind you, we haven't really been trying. We're just sort of promoting the club when we've been there before.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Again, for me, there will be everything from kind of biblical ancients up to sci-fi there. So it's, you know, for me, it's nice to see some of the historical games that, you know, you wouldn't necessarily see at other shows that I'd go to game.
Yeah, it definitely is one of those shows that helps the polyglot gamer.
The juices,
because you know, if you're into a lot of different game systems, then you do find a lot of different things. You know, I'm sure there'll be some interesting 54 millimeter manufacturers that I'll go, oh yeah, that would be nice. I wouldn't mind those as a god for Ogam or something like that.
The danger with you, Matt, is, and to a certain extent me, is that you see something of a historical nature and you think, that would be nice, and you start thinking about potentially purchasing
without ever having an opponent in mind.
Yes.
Yeah, that's easy. You just do what I do. You purchase it and then tell Matt that's what he's playing.
Yeah, that's true.
And Matt will go, oh, are we? Okay, then. That's what we did with Ogam.
Yeah.
And do you like Ogam? You can say, what you think.
I think it's brilliant.
There you go.
I mean, that's the thing, isn't it? I mean, it's seeing things and going... I mean, I'm sure I'll see something and I'll think, oh, perhaps I could do that. That would be brilliant, yes. And go off and silliness. And I think that's the good thing about the backpack culture, is that there's only so much you can carry.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Unless you take a sack barrow.
Well, or you can do park your car in a car park and go and dump it and then come back in, because then you get your salute stamp on your hand as well.
That is true.
And the other brilliant thing about salute, of course, is it's normally on the same weekend as the London Marathon, which is also, or the day before the London Marathon, which means there's loads of like really fit running ladies in and around the Excel Centre as well.
One year it was
in Lycra.
One year it was the same as some sort of sewing show as well. So you had a load of women who were into sewing and things.
Yeah, not quite the same look in Lycra, though, is it?
Yeah, but they came out. Do you know what was so good? Was they came out
with so things. Good?
they came out with things like bits boxes for stuff, and you end up sort of having a conversation about your hobby and their hobby, and you say, "Oh, where did you get that from? Oh, it's just from over there. How much was it?" There is still crossover in so many things.
Strangely, there's not a massive crossover between the War Games show and the marathon runners, though.
Well, I ran the marathon.
I've eaten a Snickers.
I've eaten a marathon. Not recently, because I didn't put on a load of weight this week.
I didn't put a load of weight on.
I have no idea. I didn't weigh myself.
I put some weight on.
But we're supposed to be supportive, aren't we?
Yes.
Was your group supportive?
No, I stay every other week, so today
okay. A
not staying week.
You didn't stay the week that you put on weight.
It's strange. Both weeks that I've gained, it's not called putting on weight, it's called a gain. And I have maintained 13 pounds weight loss, and that's what you're meant to focus on. I didn't stay.
That's not good, Conrad.
But the funny thing is that we're talking about weight loss now, is the proper scales were working this week.
Excellent.
Did you get affected by the virus?
I don't know if it was, they said it was cable, a cable thing, so.
Yeah, right. Okay, I'm not going to comment anymore. I'll tell you about it off air.
You'll just get in trouble. Right, so are we done on salute?
And weight loss.
Yeah, well, you're never going to be done on weight loss, are you, mate?
Shut up.
I've got a size smaller clothes today. Just mention it.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, Conrad, I had a game this week as well.
It does make me feel better, but well, it doesn't actually make me feel any better. I just thought it's not. Whatever happens this week, sort of thing.
It was
one of those where I thought, okay, if I maintain, that would be a Brucey bonus. A bit disappointed for the game, but
it's all right. I could be doomed tomorrow because, of course, it was my birthday. So,
and I had
I may have eaten cake.
I had to give my sticker back as well.
See, I was good. My 7-stone sticker staying on me book. It's not going off.
Quite right, too.
Anyway.
Shall we go?
Let's Jesus.
Go. Okay. Until next time, I've been Mike.
Conrad.
Lee.
Matt.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye, though. Bye.
You can contact Fools Daily on Twitter, we're @fools_daily, or via email, foolsdaily@outlook.com.